This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we've been talking about the work of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said, I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's Matthew 16 and verse 18. And this is the beautiful thing, is that Jesus is still building his church, and he's doing it by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is acknowledged in, you know, many Bible verses. And, you know, it's important, like I said, that we are surrendered to the power of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 1, verse 31, John the Baptist is talking. Verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I've seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is God, and it is Jesus who is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And so again, it's so important for us to be open to the Holy Spirit, to allow him to do what he wants to do in us. So John chapter 7, verse 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the precious Holy Spirit. And so Jesus here, I believe, is talking about the coming baptism of the Spirit, and said, you know, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. And if you believe in me, as the scripture said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And we know it's speaking about the Holy Spirit, because it says, verse 39, But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus was speaking on the near side of the cross, you could say, and declaring what would happen subsequent to his death, burial, and resurrection. The Spirit of God would be poured out. And John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And so what a blessing that the Holy Spirit, you know, has been sent, and he's been sent to teach us all things and to bring to our remembrance the Word of God. I believe the Holy Spirit is the one who quickens the truth of God's Word to our hearts. John chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Let me read that again. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So what is he? He is the Spirit of truth, and he has come from the Father, and he testifies of Jesus. And so, again, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is the one who will lead us into all truth. And Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 7, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. And so Jesus said, you know, that it's to our advantage that he has gone to heaven so that the Holy Spirit was sent, you know, because Jesus could only have been in one place at one time, and yet the Holy Spirit is with all of us all the time. And he's there to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But he's also there as the Spirit of truth to guide us into all truth. And so this is the work of the Holy Spirit, is that he witnesses with our spirit when we're hearing the truth. He also convicts us, you know, when we're in deception or denial of truth or in rebellion, or, you know, when we're away from God. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us and brings us back to the truth. He quickens the truth, helps us to understand the Word of God. And he also will tell us of things to come. And this is a ministry of the Spirit that maybe we haven't maybe acknowledged as much as we should, that the Holy Spirit will, you know, give you forewarning. He will direct you and lead you and guide you and enable you to be prepared for what's coming down the tracks. And I think that's a very important, you know, aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, we shouldn't be taken by surprise by things. If we're walking in the Spirit and if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, he will guide us and he will enable us, I believe, to avoid many of the disasters that befall other people, because we have the power of the Holy Spirit and he knows everything. And it also says that he will glorify me. So one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ. And, you know, this is why, again, when you see, you know, a minister glorifying self, that's not the work of the Holy Spirit. Because it says he will glorify me, that's Jesus. For he'll take of mine and declare it to you. Acts chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So on the far side of the cross, Jesus breathes on the disciples. They receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe they receive him in a measure in that point, because we believe there is a subsequent experience to salvation, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I believe in this moment the disciples were born again. They received a measure of the Holy Spirit. However, Jesus said, you know, tarry in Jerusalem till you receive power from on high. And so there was to be a subsequent empowering, a subsequent experience, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And Acts chapter 1 and verse 2, until the day in which he had was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen. And it says, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. So to wait for what? Wait for the promise of the Father. Now, Acts was written, you know, chronologically after John. And yet, Jesus has appeared to the disciples. He has breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit. And yet, he said, don't depart from Jerusalem, to wait for the outpouring of the Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so, you know, what a glorious experience that is. Verse 8 of Acts 1, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And so we'll get into this in further detail tomorrow, but do everything you can to be a witness for the Lord. Tell others of his love, and don't be afraid to tell them your story of what Christ has done for you. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.